This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I say that frequently on the air, at least five or six times a day, because it is at least in each hour, seven past the hour once, right? What is the old expression? Even the clock is right once an hour or twice a day. Hello. Doug Steffen here on the Good Day program with Kara Schillen. She has my back, and I have yours as we discuss some of the issues of the day, the things that seem to tweak us in the new politics of 2017. Is that a reality? So you feel like we're in a new world order? The political world is shaken up, the business of the citizens. I was at a Framingham town meeting last night. I'm a member of a town meeting in this town where I've lived all my life. And one of the things, there's a discussion about whether we ought to have a city form of government or a town form of government to do the business of the people. We have a couple of hundred members of the town meeting, but they're fairly ineffective as a group. Individually, they're all swell people and they have good intentions, but it doesn't work anymore. And one wonders, as we look at what's going on in Washington or in political circles wherever we are, are we the ones who care about it? Do we think that I hear a lot of people say, millennials, they don't care about anything. They're just a lazy bunch of bums, yada, yada. Kara, how do you like that there? And last night, by the way, there was a conversation about that, about who's going to run the town. Because most of the people who belong to town meeting are older. I think 50, the average age of the person in town meeting is 54, 55 years of age. So that means that there are certainly as many over that as under it. And but that seems to be where the interest lies. There are lots of, I'm remembering something from college where we were talking about the politics of Republican and Democrat. And the old expression was, when you're young, you're a Democrat. When you're old, you're a Republican. I think that happens to a point. A lot of it is fiscal. But that's not what's going on right now. I don't feel that's what's going on right now. Today, the business of government, the number of people who are actually involved, who gets involved, why they get involved, the consultants that make so much money today, most of them are talking heads on TV, but behind the scenes, they're trying to get people who are candidates to win. They're trying to figure out how to work the system, how to work the news media. And they often get paid a lot of dough. It's big business. Government is big business because there's so much money being spent. And that's why last year during the presidential campaign, $4.5 billion was spent. Isn't that obscene? $4.5 billion to get jobs who the highest job in the land pays $400,000 a year. So what is there? The cynics say, okay, how come Obama went into office worth about $1.5 million and he leaves worth 12? What happened in the interim? And I don't have an answer to that. I don't know how he got that money. Presumably people are looking at him and others who are in these offices. But are they really? The conventional wisdom is that the presidential candidates are the leaders and thus are opinion molders and thus are subject to the influence of the people who help to get them into office. The campaign contributors have much more say and sway, and that was one of the arguments last night against city government, because we won't have as many people involved and all the people running for office can take money from people and thus they are influenced. So is that the case with Scott Pruitt would be my question. He's the Oklahoma Attorney General, been among the most controversial picks for Donald Trump's cabinet because of the things he said, like, quote, scientists continue to disagree about the degree and extent of global warming and its connection to the actions of mankind. That debate should be encouraged in classrooms, public forums, and the halls of Congress. Scientists continue to disagree about the degree and extent of global warming and its connection to the actions of mankind. See, that's a news media reference from a story. I'm looking at the transcript of an NPR story, because we know what their axe is. But I wonder about some of the other things that he is known for. He's been, the coal stuff, the oil stuff, the natural gas stuff, all that. He's been pretty outspoken about that. I have my problems with the discussion that takes place about all of these various and sundry claims that we are causing global warming. I don't believe that we are. I think it's partially us that's responsible for things that are changing the environment, but it's the Earth itself as well. And remember, all of this stuff comes from Mother Nature. It isn't like we make coal. We don't make oil. It comes out of the ground. Thus, it is part of the Earth. Thus, it is part of what Mother Nature has provided for us to live, to work, to thrive and survive. So it would be a cruel reality if what Mother Nature has provided would do us harm in and of itself. That's the way I look at it. You say the same thing about mercury pollution, about any kind of pollution, because it comes from using things that come out of the earth. I know that's a different concept for some, and I'm not going to tell you that I think that all that smoke that comes out of smokestacks in China and the stuff that comes out of the rear end of your car is good for everybody or anybody. But it's still, it's an iffy argument. And most people don't bring up that part of the argument anyway. So, Scott Pruitt running the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm looking at a petition that was sent to me marked urgent. Urgent! Call your senators now! And I thought this was about Betsy DeVos. Maybe it should have been, because I don't think she ought to have gotten the job that she got. But thanks to Mike Pence, she did. So, time to move on. Let's see. See, there's another side to this, and I don't know, have no proof of my thinking. No, I have nothing. Nobody's given me something that I am privy to that you aren't. I just find looking at Trump's history and how he works with people. You do the job, you're fine, you stay. Don't do the job, you're fired. And that's, by the way, where all the apprentice stuff came from. He's notorious for firing people that don't do the job, in his opinion. Whether they really do or they don't, according to any other analysis, he's the boss, so why does any other analysis make the difference? So what I'm suggesting is that for everybody who's all worked up about some of these, give them 3, 4, 5 months, see what happens, and if they don't do the job, I think they get fired. I am surprised, knowing that he's sort of a Rockefeller Republican, that Mike Pence is having as much influence, and it may be because at the moment, Donald, I'm just speculating, this is all me and my thoughts. Agree or disagree at 888-302-3684. That's the number for the upcoming news voice quiz as well. So, anyway, the train of thought that I have here for this sort of thing is pretty simple, direct, straightforward. I don't think that the people that he's putting up are the people he might put up if Mike Pence were not around him. And the only reason Mike Pence is there is to thank those who voted for him that are from that political persuasion. I don't know that I think that Donald Trump is any different than George Bush the father, or I don't, for that matter, George Bush the son, but he didn't articulate it particularly well. But George Bush the father was really a Rockefeller, a rhino, as some of the right-wing Republicans. I'm a rhino, or was. I just quit the Republican Party because I didn't like the way it went after the Tea Party became important. I thought the Tea Party, in its essence, in its glory, was fabulous because it was all about the money that's being spent, wasted, fraud, corruption, abuse, fix the problem. And then they went off down these social, let's fix this social problem and that social problem. And I don't agree with that stuff. So they lost me. And they lost a lot of other people. Okay, so back to Scott Pruitt for a moment. Remember, the EPA is important, regulates pesticides, including Monsanto's stuff, and there are a lot of critical determinations that will be made in the next 4 years on these new pesticides and stuff. Pruitt has put the Monsanto people sort of up on a pedestal. He refused to agree to ban asbestos and said he's unaware if there's a safe level of lead in drinking water. That's moronic. So anyway, when I look at some of these, I look at some of these statements, and I think that voting against Scott Pruitt's confirmation to head the EPA is probably a good idea. Anyway, so he's a friend of Big Ag. You know that I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. And I don't like Big Ag because they aren't good for the business of the American family farmer. That's why I think I would sign this petition. I think I would. I don't have to sign a petition. I use my bully pulpit here to tell you what I think, and you get to your senators and congressmen. Remember, calling is the only thing that really makes any difference. They're numb on emails and letters and that kind of stuff. Don't send that. Call 202-224-3121 to connect with your senators during the day and to ask them to vote against Scott Pruitt's confirmation. All right? That's my political stance for the day. It's 18 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Cozy Shack rice pudding is made with simple ingredients. It's so absurdly delicious, it is causing a buying frenzy resulting in a pudding shortage. To slow down the frenzy, we recorded this radio spot so high-pitched, only dogs can hear it. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack rice pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples Guide. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples Guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for half the cost? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
Coming up in a few minutes, our news voice of the day. I will promise you this, it's a very prominent male voice that's up and coming here on Good Day.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
To this, the squirrel nut zippers. Zipping up their nut. It works better than I should say that. Nobody caught me saying that. I'm surprised.
What'd you say?
Yeah, never mind. Too late now. Okay, so the squirrel nut zippers and Ozumatli have teamed up for a tour together. These are the squirrel nut zippers. They're hitting the road this spring, playing, let's see, starting in Tucson, I think on March, end of March, and then they're going to do some others. They haven't quite announced the whole tour yet. The front man for the Zippers is Jimbo Mathis. Said the conversation about this started in the political season leading up to the election. The Zippers love satire, black humor, parody, and Ozumatli has been more straightforward in their political thinking, but almost certainly say that they stand politically and socially together in bringing cultures together and hopefully spreading a positive energy of unity, togetherness, music, and joy. They want to do something that's positive. So has this put a lid on it? What is this?
This is Ozumatli, I think, right, Kara?
Yeah, this is Can't Stop by Ozumatli.
Ozumatli is they're a Los Angeles band.
They're
all
more
Mexican,
reggae, aren't they?
They have a Mexican. They're all Mexican, but they have like a mixed vibe.
This certainly sounds like Mexican.
World.
Crank this up, Kara, a little more. Sounds like Los Lobos to me.
A little bit, yep.
Yeah. I like this, actually. And who
else
does it sound like?
Now,
besides Los Lobos, who's the individual that I always confuse him with? Howdy Doody. Who's
that? Oh my God, they don't sound like Rick Astley.
Astley, yeah, that's what I think about. Yeah.
Okay, that's scary, Kara, that you knew what he was talking about.
I've done this so many times.
I guess you've been here
about Howdy Doody. She knows who I'm talking about. Rick Astley. All right, so now the performances, these guys are going to go out on the road together, and as soon as I heard them, I thought of the Jive Aces that were winners in Britain's Got Talent. Have you ever heard these guys, Victoria?
I have not, no.
Oh, listen to this. Wow.
Make me happy. All the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness.
Pretty cool, huh?
So much joy.
This is great. They should be on the tour with them.
They should be. I'm bouncing around my seat here. Crank it up, Kara. Be happy through the ears.
And it's
no tears.
Let your arms be as warm as some
Even Lewis could dance to this.
This is good, happy music. I like it.
I also, I compare them to Brian Setzer and his orchestra. Yeah. They've commercialized this sound a little bit more, I think. Setzer, I didn't know about. Richie used to see him down at Jazz Fest, and it was very high on him. And then I started listening to him. Hey, very good. You got any Setzer there? After the Jive Aces. There we go.
Well, this is the Stray Cats with Brian Setzer's trio. They're actually getting back together.
Are they?
Many years. Yeah, I can't wait to see them together.
Yeah. So, but let's go back. What's that second song you got from the Squirrel Nut Zippers? Put a lid on. Did you play that, Kara? I didn't hear that.
Got my own thing now.
Yeah. That's all kind of the same genre.
Right.
And basically, I classify it as happy music.
Yes.
That's what it is. Would you say? How old are these guys? The Zippers and the...
Well, the Squirrel Nut Zippers, their first album that's coming out soon, it's going to be their first album since the year 2000. So they've been around for a long time.
Yeah. Right.
But, you know, the swing dance revival happened in the early 2000s. These guys were really big. Cherry Pop and Daddies were big.
Yeah.
Jive Aces were probably big because they formed in 1989, so...
Yeah, yeah.
But Kara goes swing dancing.
Okay. Kara swing dances?
Oh, yeah.
So that's what I did for New Year's.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, get a video. We'll post it. I want to see.
I didn't say
dance.
It was any good, but okay.
Yeah, I didn't say it was any good either, but I can sing. 28 past the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services.
800-610-0450. That's 800-610-0450. 800-610-0450.
Finally, a pharmacy that helps you manage your diabetic medications. Pay attention to this important message, which could change your life. PillPack is a next-generation pharmacy that packages your medication by the dose and delivers it directly to your door. We'll even include your insulin, testing supplies, and any vitamins you regularly take. You'll never sort your pills or hassle with trips to the pharmacy again. And if you take five or more medications, you may qualify for $25 of free vitamins. PillPack is a free service with free shipping. All you pay are your regular copays, and we do the rest. Including verifying insurance and transferring prescriptions. There's no extra cost or hidden charges. We accept most insurance and Medicare Part D. Our team is available 24/7. And if you're traveling or need your diabetic medications now, we will overnight your shipment for no additional cost. PillPack offers the same prices you're already paying, but gives you a whole lot more. Switch to the only pharmacy designed to fit your life by calling 800-380-1211. 800-380-1211. 800-380-1211.
I'm Maria Brous, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Sen, The Journey of the Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthesen.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthesen.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Personality Plus, that's what they call me, Mr. Personality. I can't stop laughing. Stop laughing, please.
But it's so funny.
Oh, it is funny, Mr. Personality. 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen on the Good Day Hour of Deliberations. Kara Schillen at the controls, ready to take your call at 888-302-3684. If you can identify today's mystery news voice.
Well, first off, from the very outset of his campaign for president and the outset of this administration, President Trump has made it clear he's going to put the safety and security of the American people first.
All right. Who is that? 888-302-3684 for a swell prize. Somebody that I'm sure, well, there are many people listening know who this fellow is, but do they know his voice? Here's the next clip.
On this vote, the yeas are 50, the nays are 50. The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
All right. A little sort of a direct, maybe a jab. That I have plenty to say about that. I think I've said it already, actually. I'll be redundant. 888-302-3684. Here's a final listen to his voice.
Iran would do well to look at the calendar and realize there's a new president in the Oval Office.
There's a new sheriff.
Iran would do well not to test the resolve of this new president.
I wonder if people are saying that when they look at the situation with China and how they're building up their military to, the speculation, at least in one columnist's mind, is that they're taking their, the military might that they have, especially in missiles, and aiming them at all of the U.S. air bases in the southeast, the South China, around the Asian Rim. Because they don't like it that we're sticking our nose into some of the things that they say they control. Make you sleep well at night. Okay, so who is the person that we are focused on here? Identify his voice. We'll put you on the air in a few moments. Tell you the story about him as well as it applies. It's Wednesday, February the 8th on Good Day. And as long as we're in an administrative mood, I'm going to tell you that I've lost a lot of starch and energy and enthusiasm for the Trumpster and the Trumpies or the Trumpettes. Some of you think that because, yeah, I was talking to somebody at a town meeting last night about this who likes Trump. In general, if you want to have that attitude of approval, that's great. But not everything that he's going to do or has done or is doing is good. And the best example I can come up with right now is the approval of the easement for the Dakota Access Pipeline. I have been against this from the beginning. I was the first person on the air by a long shot to start talking about what the Army Corps of Engineers was doing up there. But apparently, the Deputy Secretary of the Army today is going to sign off on the final permit for the 30-year easement under Lake, I don't know how he pronounces it, Ohe, I think it's O-A-H-E. Which came in a court filing. So now we're going to have to waste a lot of time. This thing is going to go into the courts, probably go to the Supreme Court. Taxpayers will spend a lot of money because these people are obstinate and arrogant, and they're acting like a bunch of a-holes. There's no reason, there's no common sense reason at all for this pipeline to go under this, under the lake, except that they don't care about these Indians, the Sioux tribe that lives around there, and there are other people who live there as well. There are plenty of documents that show that these kind of pipelines under the ground are subject to any kind of fissure or fission underneath the land. Say there's an earthquake up there, thing separates and then pollutes all of that water. It just doesn't make any sense. There are plenty of ways that you could go around this. There's 1,100 miles of this stuff. I believe the pipeline ought to be built, but not here. And I'm disappointed isn't probably the right word. This makes me angry because it's so damn unnecessary.
It's so odd to me, too, in the wake of Flint. And, you know, it's a different problem, but seeing the effects and the residual effects that those people are dealing with and the children are dealing with from having all of that pollution in their water, and then to possibly put these people in a similar situation, I mean, I feel like we should have learned from that.
Well, I don't know. These people are into learning that sort of thing. But they're going to cause it. We need change in this country, no question about it. The government's way out of control. Regulations are way too offensive and interfering with a lot of different businesses. But as the pendulum swings too high, what they do is give the opposition a chance to sink their teeth into trying to convince people, and they will do it convincingly, that this is going too far as well the other way. So it's not a good, and even me saying it's not good isn't going far enough. I think it's despicable, frankly. All right, so that takes care of that particular item. Let's go back to our mystery news voice of the day and work our way through. I'm looking at a lot of people. I haven't talked to anybody in Pennsylvania for a while. Danny, where are you in Pennsylvania?
I'm in Mercersburg.
Mercersburg. How are things there today?
Nice and calm.
Nice and calm. Don't you have a snowstorm that went through there last night?
No, it's heading here tonight.
Oh, it's going to be there tonight. Okay.
Tomorrow morning, yep.
Yeah, all right. So you're getting it, and then it's coming up the East Coast into New York State from Pennsylvania and New England and so forth. 6 to 8 inches here. How much are you supposed to get?
3 to 5.
That's no big deal. Good heavens.
Nah.
That's wimp snow, right?
Right.
That's snow for wimps. All right, so a close ear, a close listen to the gentleman's voice that we heard netted what conclusion? Who is that fellow?
That's Mike Pence, Vice President of the United States.
Okay, what do you think of him?
I think he's a good guy.
You think he's a good guy? What does that mean, he's a good guy? He might be a good guy, but is he the right man for the job, in your opinion?
Yes, I do believe that.
Why? What are his qualities that you like?
I think he has the right qualities that would put the American people in the right direction.
Yeah, but what does that mean? The right quality, what are some of the qualities that bring you around to thinking this guy is A-okay?
He's a family man.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I don't know what that. I'm a family man too, and I don't agree with most of what he says about family. I agree with him on some of the political stuff, but I'm not for some of the points of view that he has, and I'm a family man.
Well, I understand that everybody has different point of views about everybody.
Right.
I think the country just needs to calm down, and let's see what happens with this administration, and hopefully we can all unite and get things back in order.
Well, I agree with you on that score. I don't know if putting Betsy DeVos in the Educational Secretariat does that, and I'm not sure that going forward to this pipeline, the way it was originally planned, is the right way to bring people together. I just think all it does is more disrupting. There are plenty of people who are more qualified than Betsy DeVos who could have gotten the job done. It's like taking a stick and sticking it in your eye.
I don't disagree with you on that, Doug.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's good. I don't want you to. I want you to think for yourself. Disagree as you will.
No, I don't disagree with you on that. Yeah. I mean, there's going to be things that could like you said. There's
right.
going to be things they do that everybody likes, and there's going to be things that they do that people don't like.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
So
got to keep your eye on the ball. Yeah, right, exactly.
Yep.
All right, Danny, hold on just a second, and Kara will talk to you, and you'll get the swell prize that we have. If you like music, you're going to like the prize. I appreciate your being here and being on the program. In a moment, more from the, I suppose we would consider this the Trumpster. Yeah, there are some other things that are part and parcel of maybe what we ought to focus on. So I'll continue my report to the nation in a matter of moments here. 43 after, I'm Doug Steffen on Good Day.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better. Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
Hi, this is Doug Steffen. Most of you know my passion for living a healthy lifestyle, which includes clean eating. Super beets, one of the most impressive functional foods I've ever seen. Why is that? Beets are loaded with dietary nitrates that convert to nitric oxide in your body. Nitric oxide helps support healthy circulation and healthy blood pressure levels. Super beets, the most convenient way to get these dietary nitrates, specifically helps support healthy blood flow and circulation. Super beets works 3 times faster to give you the results you can feel. Plus, it tastes great. I take Super Beets every day. I can feel the energy and the stamina it gives me within 20 minutes, and I want you to feel it too. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular or black cherry flavor, plus a free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping as well, guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183, 800-655-4183, or order at DougLikesBeets.com.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, other items of interest and importance in our overview. This hour sometimes becomes political, or at least looking at what's going on in government, whereas other hours of the day that I do on the radio stay away from this sort of thing. But I find this is good sort of grist for the mill. Things like Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly saying that he ought to have delayed the implementation of the temporary travel ban. In other words, he says the travel ban was mishandled. Here's some of what he said.
In retrospect, I should have, this is all on me, by the way, I should have delayed it just a bit so that I could talk to members of Congress, particularly the leadership of committees like this, to prepare them for what was coming, although I think most people would agree that this has been a topic of President Trump, certainly during his campaign and during the transition process. I believe the vetting on the other end right now is not adequate to protect the nation. And then, of course, we're considering other measures adding to the vetting on the other end so that we can ensure even more so that the right people are coming to the United States and not bad people.
All right. Don't disagree with him on that at all. But where I have disagreed publicly and loudly is that this was stupidly implemented, and it just made for more problems for them and for other people. If you've got a green card, what the hell are you keeping people out of the country for? They've already been vetted to a certain extent. It's people that are coming in here for the first time. You don't know who they are, don't know where they're coming from. They're just showing up. Those are the people. And we've said this, anybody with any common sense has said this over and over and over again. Come on. Let's look at the people who are a real problem, not people who have already started the vetting process. So he says it was on me. He later said, lesson learned. I should have slowed it down, and he probably shouldn't have executed the order on a Friday afternoon. Duh. You think? All right, so then, on the other side of things, here we have the news media once again taking all their shots, especially the Daily Mail, is after Melania Trump for some reason or another. So now Melania Trump has sued the Daily Mail for $150 million, not the first time. She sued him over the article in August that accused her of having once worked as an escort. And so there will be she's trying to probably take advantage of the situation where she is and how that could be used in her own wheelhouse. The lawyer who's working for her is the one who helped helped Hulk Hogan. Helped Hulk Hogan get the $140 million verdict against Gawker because they published a sex tape. So same, it's kind of the same issue. They're suggesting that she was a call girl, and that doesn't settle well, as you can imagine. 10 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars. and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't going to sit well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie. .info. Let's fix it.
Let's change the focus for those of you who are looking for someone. This actually is a good Valentine's Day idea for people who may, you may want to give a Valentine's trip, even if you don't take it next week. Although, I don't know. Michelle Fee is here, co-founder of Cruise Planners. Can people actually, is it like getting on a plane at the last minute? Can you book a last-minute cruise? Let's say I decided this weekend for Valentine's Day I wanted to take the woman that I loved out on a cruise. Could I actually do it?
Of course you can, Doug. Everybody can book last-minute travel. Of course, we always suggest people book in advance. That way you get the cabin that you want and the section that you want and the dinner arrangements that you want. But with all that thrown aside and it's Valentine's Day, of course you can call up any cruise planner agent and book a last-minute deal.
All right, so how is that business? There have been a lot of people talking about the business and the deals and that sort of thing. So what does the consumer need to know, Michelle, about this? This is I mean, you look at the expansion, the fabulous big ships now. Everybody talks about cruising. Some of them are luxurious. Some of them are cheap. How do you know what's best for you if you want to try one of these?
Well, there's some hot trends going on right now. So let me give you a few of those. Number one of them is river cruising. And that's where you get to experience destinations and ports, like up close and personal. Viking River Cruises, which is the world's leading river cruise company, docks in like these little towns and villages that are super quaint and charming. You know what, Doug? It's a great way to be more authentic.
I've always wanted to, Michelle. I've always wanted to take one of those Viking. I get their flyers all the time.
Yeah.
And their ships going up down the Rhine, for example. The beauty of Germany, my God, it's wonderful. Oof.
And, you know, they're smaller ships, so less than 200 passengers. I love the part where you only have to unpack once. But like you suggest, for first-time cruisers, Europe and the Danube or the Rhine rivers are the two that are most popular.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
So, a lot more exotic, like China, Cambodia, Vietnam, but there is some special pricing. On Viking River, there's 2-for-1 cruise fares right now and international air discounts.
All right, so it's easier to do it that way. Now, I want to know about the family versus the couple. Families, okay. Romantic cruise, I made the allusion to that with Valentine's Day. And I've never been, actually, I've had 4 or 5 cruises. I never have gone on one for fun. I've always taken listeners, you know, that sort of thing, listener cruises. And they were fun, but it wasn't me being alone or with somebody I cared about. Not that I don't care about the listeners, but you know what I'm saying.
So multi-generational is what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, where everyone goes, the grandparents, the extended family. You know, what I really love is there's something on board for everyone. So if a family travel, let's just pick Royal Caribbean International, because really there's so many choices on board. They actually have a surf simulator called the Flow Rider. It's like the favorite for teens.
Uh-huh.
And another one that's my favorite is the iFly. Can you imagine you can learn how to skydive on board a ship?
Wow.
It's just amazing. Yeah, how cool is that?
Sounds
great. Broadway-style shows, like, you know, where they have, like, Mamma Mia, Cats, and Grease. And, you know, for your listeners, they might not know this, but all of this is at no cost. It's included in the price.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I say they sail the world. So we know that there's the Caribbean out there, right?
Yeah.
But envision your family on a helicopter landing on a glacier in Alaska and going dog sledding.
Wow.
Like, now, people think, like, cruising is your grandma's cruise. It is not your grandma's cruise anymore. And Royal Caribbean does have some great itineraries, including Alaska, that are on sale at 60% off a second guest and 30% off a third and fourth guest.
All right, let me ask you one. We have a few seconds left here about how they do this. So with the airlines, you go online and book now. You don't need a travel agent. Is that the case with cruising as well, or you still need a travel agent?
A travel agent, because I always say, why would you spend 4 weeks planning a 4-day vacation online? There's a lot of work involved, and travel agents don't charge. The vendors pay us.
Yeah.
50% of travel agents are home-based, so if you're looking to book, we've got agents in all 50 states. We're the number one travel franchise in the nation, but if you have passion for travel and you want to start a career in travel, cruiseplanners.com. So go to cruiseplanners.com for more information.
Who would have thought of that? All right, Michelle, that's great information. Very informative. Thank you. Kind of an exciting time to be thinking about. It's a good dream. This is a good dream exercise. Michelle Fee, CEO and co-founder of Cruise Planners here with some good travel tips as far as cruising is concerned.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Olson in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.